From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Arun Roth. Welcome to Consider This, from Boston, where big universities across the country, including the University of Massachusetts, are trying to expand their online presence amid the pandemic. Reporter Kirk Carapeza from GBH's higher ed desk has been looking at UMass's online growth, and he's with us now. Hey, Kirk.
Hey, Arun.
So tell us about this effort and a little bit about how it developed. You know, it came out of the pandemic, but the pandemic's been going on for a while now.
Right. The five-campus system is launching what they're branding UMass Global. It's a new online college focused on adult learners. And this idea has been in the works for a while now, as you suggested. This predates the pandemic. 2 years ago, UMass President Marty Meehan explained the goals of this long-term strategy in his annual State of the University address. Here he is speaking at the UMass Club in Boston.
Meeting employer demand, improving economic mobility for Massachusetts residents, and ensuring that the University of Massachusetts continues to thrive for generations to come.
And it sounds like a win-win-win for students, for employers, and the university, right? But Meehan's move here is a bit of a gambit. Since he gave that speech back in 2019, the online market for college courses has grown exponentially. The pandemic forced many courses on Zoom, and even before that, one of the country's biggest players set up shop right across the border to the north of us here. Southern New Hampshire University in Manchester enrolls about 160,000 students, and more than 10,000 of them come from Massachusetts.
Wow. So what concrete steps has UMass taken to make this happen?
Yeah, this fall, UMass announced it was acquiring Brandman University. It's a private nonprofit school in California that serves more than 23,000 students online and in person, primarily on the West Coast in the states of California and Washington. Currently, Brandman tells me only 33 of those students are from Massachusetts. And under this deal, UMass or UMass Global will pay more than $130 million over the next decade with future revenue.
Wow. So expanding the footprint in a big way, and that's a lot of money. You mentioned, though, that the pandemic has made for a lot of competition. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's a crowded space, and researchers suggest it's going to make this venture a real uphill climb for UMass. I spoke with Michael Horn. He's the co-founder of the Clayton Christensen Institute, where he writes about the future of higher education and online learning. And in addition to Southern New Hampshire and Manchester, Horn points to other well-established players that have good track records and large enrollments. There's Purdue University, which purchased Kaplan University in 2017. There's the University of Arizona, which acquired Ashford University last year. Horn says these public institutions have really established themselves with these big online footprints.
UMass is now entering that landscape as another of these public entities looking to make a big splash in the online world as a state institution.
Interesting. I was going into this thinking about college students, your typical like 18 to 22 year old undergrad, but that's not who we're talking about, right?
No, this effort is really geared toward attracting non-traditional adult learners. I spoke with Catherine Newman. She's the UMass System's Chancellor for Academic Programs. And she says UMass Online, which is a separate program founded 20 years ago, already has 6,000 fully online students. So while most of Brandman University's current students are in California and Washington, Newman says the rebranded UMass Global will target students at home and everywhere.
We do expect a larger proportion to come from the Northeast broadly, Massachusetts specifically, but we're looking to serve everybody in between in the so-called flyover country.
Newman declined to spell out a target for total enrollment, but there are more than 30 million people in the U.S. who began working on a college degree but didn't complete it. So UMass administrators say the marketplace for adult learners is big enough for UMass Global and its many competitors.
Kirk, this is fascinating. Thanks for this.
Thank you, Arun.
That's reporter Kirk Carapeza from GBH's Higher Ed Desk. Before we go, I should tell you what else is up. More Massachusetts parents are opting to homeschool their children during the pandemic. That's according to a new report from the Pioneer Institute. Census data show between spring 2020 and this fall, homeschooling more than tripled in the state to about 12%. Roberta Van Vlack of Advocates for Home Education in Massachusetts says this shift could fluctuate.
Some people, especially people I've met personally with younger children, they maybe they were always thinking of homeschooling and this is just what pushed them to give it a try. And so a lot of those people might be in it for the long term. Other people, maybe they have particular health needs or particular political views and they might just be doing this for the short term.
The state's increase was bigger than the country as a whole, where homeschooling doubled. For those still sending their kids to school in person, the pandemic remains ever present. The State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education announced Monday that it will continue to require mask wearing in public schools through at least the beginning of November to fight the spread of COVID. Mary Najimi, president of the Massachusetts Teachers Association, says it's important that the deadline has been moved from its original October 1st date, but pointed out that the MTA supports a consistent statewide mandate.
The decisions to relax the mask mandate really have to be based on two things: statewide vaccination rates, not local ones, and on the status of the virus rather than this arbitrary November date.
Najimi says having universal masking until there are across-the-board drops in infections and increases in vaccinations is the only policy that will keep all communities in Massachusetts safe. The state's education department says that as of October 15th, if a school demonstrates a vaccination rate of 80% or more of all students and staff, then vaccinated individuals in that school would no longer be subject to the mask requirement. Meanwhile, Governor Charlie Baker says the state will be able to deliver between 250,000 and 300,000 booster shots of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine per week once more of the state's residents become eligible for the third dose.
There are literally hundreds of sites that are already up and operating and available for people to get booster shots.
Baker says he wants people to keep in mind that the third shot of the Pfizer vaccine, the only formula recommended as a booster by federal officials so far, will at first only be available to those over 65 or with serious health issues, and that it must come 6 months after the second dose. And finally, the issue of supervised injection sites is back on the agenda on Beacon Hill after dying in committee last year. These are facilities where drug users could inject intravenous drugs under the supervision of medical staff. State Senator John Keenan of Quincy told the legislature's Mental Health, Substance Use and Recovery Committee he visited supervised injection sites in Canada and was impressed with how they reached the most vulnerable drug users.
They reduce sharing of injection equipment. They foster safe injection techniques. They decrease overdoses, reduce the use of ambulance and emergency services. They do encourage enrollment in treatment programs. They have a beneficial effect on the public order.
Still, critics worry the sites would become magnets for illegal drug use and cause spikes in crime. Rhode Island became the first state to authorize injection sites in August and plans to license a facility next year. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo in news, I'm Arun Roth. Be well. Before you go, let me tell you about Nova Now, a new biweekly podcast from the PBS science series Nova. Join host Alok Patel as he explores the science behind the biggest headlines of the day. Now is more critical than ever to distinguish fact from fiction and find science-based answers to the most pressing questions of our time. Subscribe to Nova Now wherever you get your podcasts.